The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 28, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 6, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
My dear Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, on account of my association with material desires one after another, gradually I have now fallen in the blind well full of snakes. But your servant, Narada Muni, kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him, and how can I leave it?
Evam jananga nipaditam prabhavahi kupe kamabhikama manuja prapatan prasanga krityatma sat surarsina bhagavan grihitaha soham kathangan abhisiddhi tava vitva sriva. So, this is Vaishnava Paddhati. Tava vitva sriva. Vaishnava does not approach Krishna directly. That is not Vaishnava. This is impudence. You cannot approach Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. Gopi bhaktu padakamalayo dasa dasa dasanu dasa. This is the process. You have to, as you have to receive the perfect knowledge by the parampara system. Imam vivasyate yogam pratyavaham. Similarly, you have to approach the Supreme Personality Godhead through the parampara system. Sri Chaitanya manovistam sthapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam tadati sapadantam. You have to approach in that way. Sri Chaitanya manovistam, the Goswamis, they established the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, we have to receive the mercy of the six Goswamis. And we have to receive the mercy of the six Goswamis through my spiritual master, Vrittasya Bhikkhu. Nartam Das Thakur says, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hai Vyakuti Kave Hama Bhujhava Se Jugala Piriti. Nartam Das Thakur is also Acharya. He is speaking, when I shall be eager to serve the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Raghunatha. Six Goswami, beginning from Rupa Goswami to Raghunath Das Goswami. Sri Rupa, Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jeev, Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath. So we have to go through the Goswamis and the parampara system. Then we can understand Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haive Akuti Kabe hama bujhavo se jugal apiriti. Generally, some professional men, they chant Radha Krishna pranaya vrigiti. That is not the way. He cannot understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna without understanding the path given by the Goswamis. If you surpass in this way, avoid the way of approaching Radha Krishna by reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the nectar of devotion, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, all of a sudden, if you become an upstart to understand Radha Krishna love, then he misunderstands. That is it. The people, they try to understand Radha Krishna love affairs jumping all of a sudden. This is not given. One should be very much eager to understand Radha Krishna Pranaya Vigiti Alladini Shakti Yasmat Ekatmanamabhi Dehu Bhedu Gatoto Sri Chaitanya Prakatamaduna Tadayam Chaikamaptam Radha Krishna Bhavati. This is the verse by Jiva Goswami, that Radha Krishna is one. Radharani is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Parasa Shakti Vibhudhaiva Sriyate Sabhaviti Jnana Balakriyat. Krishna is the supreme being. When he wants to enjoy pleasure, no material things can supply that. That is not possible. He expands his own energy, and by his own energy, he gets the pleasure. So Radharani is not ordinary as the sahajas, those who take Radha Krishna love affair very easily. No, then you misunderstand. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti Alladini Shakti. It is the expansion of pleasure potency of Krishna. So this science one has to learn from the authorities, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and others. Then it is possible to understand what is loving affairs of Radha Krishna. Rupa Raghunatha Mate Rahumare As Prarthana Karaye Sada Narottama Das. We should not jump over. There are so many literatures. They place Radharani as ordinary vulgar woman because they do not understand. So, therefore, Sanatana Goswami has forbidden strictly that avaishnava mukhat dina bhuta hari katha amritam sarvanamna kattabham. Don't hear from the professional men who are not situated in the Vaishnava behavior. One must be behavior in Vaishnava, sadachar sampa. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has warned that don't mix it with Vaishnava who is not well trained up, well behaved. You can offer him respect. A Vaishnava offers respect even to the end. That is another thing. But he has warned, don't mix with them. This professional so-called Vaishnava, sahajas. This is warned. Avaishnava mukhatukina bhuta hari katha amritam savanam na kartabham. You should not hear. What is wrong there? The Krishna Katha is there. No, Krishna Katha is there, just like milk is there. But if it is touched by the leaves of a serpent, it is no more to be touched. It has become poison. So unless one is situated as pure Vaishnava in his dealing, in his behavior, inside and outside, he should not become a preacher because it will not be effective. Neither one should hear from such person. But people in general, they can understand. But those who are preaching, they must be very sincere. The same way, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hai Vyakuti. They should read the literatures, the instruction, just like Upadesha Amrita, the lecture of instruction, We should follow, strictly follow. There, preserving sasishya, there you will be able to preach and make disciples all over the world. This is the intention. That is called Goshyam. Don't be cheap preacher, cheap guru. No, that is not good. It's not possible. So, Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajan authority. How he has got this authority? Here it is said. Soham kathangana visiti tabhavitta sriva. So everyone must have his position by giving service to the spiritual master. And who is spiritual master? Tabhavitya, who is a servant of Krishna. Jasya prasadada bhagavat prasada. Jasya prasadada nagati pitu vi. Kintu prabhurja priya evatasya. Guru is described jasya prasadada bhagavat prasada. By the mercy of Guru, one can achieve the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God. Jasya prasada. Jasya prasada. If Guru is not pleased, then he has no place. Nagati bhuto. Sakshadharitena samastha sastri yuktastatha bhavatai vasadhi. Kintu prabhurja priyayivata. Why the spiritual master position is so great? Because he is very, very confidential servant of Krishna. Therefore, his position is so great. So, this is the process. Tavabhitta seva. We have to adu gurbhasram. First beginning of Vaishnava life is to accept Guru, spiritual master. Adu gurbhasram. Then alert. Because who will teach him? We have to approach a pure Vaishnava as spiritual master, follow his instruction. And what is his instruction? His instruction is, as he was instructed by his spiritual master. He does not invent instruction. This is instruction. The pure Vaishnava, he does not invent anything new. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, everyone of you become guru. Everyone. Hamara gai guru haiya taroi desh. Wherever you are living, it doesn't require that you have to travel all over the world. If you have no such capacity, it doesn't matter. You remain wherever you are, but you become a guru. How I become a guru? Jare rakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Very simple thing. You instruct only what is instructed by Krishna. That's all. Don't invent. Don't become over-intelligent. Remain a poor fool. Guru mane murkha dekhi sasam, kurila sasam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also presenting himself as a great fool because he says, my Guru Maharaj found me a great fool. He was a fool, he was Krishna himself. But one should remain always a fool before Guru Maharaj. That is progress. If he thinks I know more than my Guru Maharaj, that is progress. Jasya prasadada nagati bhuto. Then it finishes. So you should always remain a fool before the spiritual master, even though one is incarnation. Not that I am incarnation, therefore I have become God. No. Even if you are incarnation, you should remain a humble servant. That is Tava Vritta Seva. Prahlad Maharaj is Dityanang Prahladosmi. The Supreme Personality of Godhead incarnates in different societies, different platforms. And he says, among the Daityas there are also devotees. The Prahladosmi. Prahlad Maharaj is Sattavish Avata. But still he says that Kathanano Visiti Tava Vritta Seva. How can I give up this service? Prahlad Maharaj does not say, my Lord, Nirinagadeva, I am now so competent, give me your service directly. No, Tava Vritta Seva. First of all, give me the opportunity to serve your servant. This is Vaishnava. So, why it is required to serve Vaishnava? If you want to get relief from this conditional life, then you have to serve Vaishnava. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Peche Keva. Who has got, I want to say, liberty from this entanglement of material existence? Chariya Vaishnava Seva. If you do not serve a pure Vaishnava, Mahaseva Dharma Hutu Mukte. This is everywhere. If you want liberation from this material entanglement, then you must take to Mahaseva Dharam Ahubhi Mukti. You must, there is no alternative. Tasmad Gurum Prabhadeta Jigyasu Se Uttamam. If you are actually interested to inquire about the transcendental subject matter, you must accept a Guru. Tasmad Gurum Prabhadeta. Tadviddhi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya Upadakshanti tadjnanam jnaninam tattadarishinam. So these are the ways. You cannot understand by your erudite scholarship what is Krishna. It is not possible. Then Krishna would have instructed Bhagavad Gita to finding out a very great Vedantist. No. Krishna found Arjuna. What was Arjuna? Arjuna was a grihastha, Arjuna was a kshatriya, and a soldier is not expected to become a Vedantist. We recruit soldiers not from the Vedantist group. One who can fight, one who has got strength, we recruit soldiers. So Arjuna was not very qualified in that way to understand Bhagavad Gita or instruction. But Krishna says, yes, I will speak to you. This Bhagavad Gita, the parampara is lost, so I shall again speak the whole thing to you. Why to me? Bhaktosi, priyosi, because you are my bhakto, you are my priyo. So by scholarship, one cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. That is not possible. One must become a servant of the servant of Krishna. Then one can understand what is Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, it is not possible. Evanga Jananga Nipatitam Prabhahikupe. Ohi means the serpent. We have got this serpent surrounded by us, surrounded all round. What are the serpents? The senses. Everyone, we are in the dark well, surrounded by serpents, this body. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung this song, Rida Abhidya Jal, Jarendriya Tahe Kal. Kal means serpents, kala sattva. Kala sarpa, it can bite at any moment and finishes. And we are being beaten every moment. It is Krishna's grace that we are living. Otherwise, our senses are so dangerous that it can bring me down at any moment. Kala sarpa. There are many places, kala sarpa patali prutkhata dhanstayate. One devotee said, yes, I am surrounded by kala sarpa, the serpent, just nice. But I can break the teeth. But the kala sarpa is the, what is called that, fangs. If they are broken, they are taken out, there are no more dangers. Dangerous. They are dangerous so long the fangs are there. So, prutkhata-damastāte, see, Prabhupādānanda Saraswati said, kāla-sarpa-patali prutkhata-damastāte. Yes, I have got my kāla-sarpas, but by the grace of Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, I have broken the fangs. So, it is no more fearful. How it is possible? By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, it is possible. Just like you can break the fangs of the, there are expert snake charmers, because this poison is required for some medicinal purpose. So they take it out. Then it is useless. But they again grow. The body is so made of the snake, even if you take once the fangs, again it grows. That is stated here. How it is possible? Kāma-bhi-kāma anuja prapatan prasanga. Once it may be broken, but if you have bad association, then again it will grow. Kāma-bhi-kāma. One kaam, one lusty desire produces another lusty desire. In this way, one after another, this is going on. That is the cause of our repeated birth and death. Bhutya bhutya praliyate. So therefore, if we want to enter into bhakti platform, then we should give up this. Anna vilasita sunna. How it can be zero? I am a living being. How it can be zero? I am always thinking, planning. I have got so many desires. They say, one who does not know what is the position of a living being, they say, give up desires. Desireless. That is not possible. Desirelessness is not possible. Because I am a living being, I must desire. Therefore, desires may be purified. That is one thing. You cannot make the desires zero. That is not possible. Sarvapādhi vininmuttam tatparatena nirma. Now our desires are there according to my designated position. I am Hindu. I am Muslim. Why shall I take Krishna consciousness? Because I am designated. I have taken this designation. I am Hindu. I am Muslim. I am Christian. Therefore, we cannot take Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna is Hindu God. Krishna is Indian. Why shall I take Krishna? No. You have to be desireless, means you have to purify your this false understanding that I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am Indian. This has to be purified. One has to understand that I am Gopi Bhattu Padakamale Udas, I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. That is purification. Then desire. Then you will not desire anything except Krishna's service. That That is purpose. When you come to that platform, that you desire nothing but to serve Krishna, always 24 hours, then you are liberated. Sarva-pādhi-mini-nmuktam tat-parat-tenam nirmalam. Then you become nirmalam, without any material taint. In that position only, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Vichyate. Then my senses will be there. Not that I become senseless, nonsense. No. My senses are there. They will act. They will act for simply to serve Krishna. That is what. So that can be possible when you are trained up by the servant of Krishna. Otherwise it is not. Thank you very much.